Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Reziva Kahagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing what a person is supposed to do with a shtar that he finds. Matzah Igros Shom. A person found a letter of evaluation. Reuven owes Shimon money, and he wasn't paying him. So Bezin made an evaluation on Reuven's properties, how much are allowed to be collected for this chayv, and that was written down in a shtar, or of Igros Mazoin, a letter of food. This is where a husband got married to a woman who brought her children from a previous marriage, and this new husband wrote a shtar that he was going to feed his new wife's children. Or a shtar chalitza me'unin, a shtar that attested to the fact that a woman did chalitza, or that a ketana who got married off by her mother or brother did me'un, she walked out of the marriage, or a shtar biruven. This is a shtar where we have two litigants, let's say Reuven and Shimon, going to din Torah. They either could go to an established bezdin, or we could do what's called biruven. Each one could choose their own dayon, and then these two dayonim choose a third dayon, and that's written down in a shtar which dayonim were picked. Or v'chol ma'isa bezdin, any ma'isa bezdin, which basically means bezdin came out with a psak, this person owes that guy money, or something to that extent. In all these cases, hareza yachzir, these shtars are allowed to be returned, because these are not really meant to be collected with, they're just meant to testify officially that something happened, and therefore we're not afraid of anything that we were in the previous two mishnayos. Moving on to a different situation, matzah b'chafisa b'deloskma, a person found a bunch of shtaras in a chafisa b'deloskma, which is some sort of box or container, or he found tachrich shel shtaras, that's a roll of shtaras, basically one shtar was rolled up, and then another one was rolled up on top of that, and a third one rolled up on top of that, oya gudish shel shtaras, or a bundle of shtaras. This is where a bunch of shtaras were laid out lengthwise, and they were all rolled together in one big bundle. In these cases, Areza Yachzer, he would have to return them, because this is a very clear simon. Now, the Kama Gudish Shtars, we just clarify what is a bundle of Shtars, Shloshik Shurin Zabazet, it's three wrapped up one another. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us another din. Echad Alavi Mishloisha, if these three Shtars that he found showed that one person had borrowed from three separate people, basically, all three Shtars said that Reuven had borrowed money. The first one said Reuven borrowed from Shimon, the next one Reuven borrowed from Levi, the next one said Reuven borrowed from Yehuda, so Yachzer Leiva. All these would have to be returned to the Leiva, to the borrower, because clearly they fell from him. Who else would have three shtaris that all have the same Leiva's name on them? It must be the Leiva. Whereas Shleisha HaLeiva Me'echad, if these three shtaris showed the three separate people borrowed from one person, Yachzer L'Malve, that's returned to the Malve. Namely, if shtar one said that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and the next one said Reuven lent money to Levi, and the next one said Reuven lent money to Yehuda, so obviously these are Reuven's shtaris, so we're going to return them to the Malve. Moving on to another din, Matzah Shtar Ben Shtaroysov V'nei De'Mativai. Let's say a person found a shtar among all the shtaris, and he doesn't know what the shtar is about. It says in here that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, but the guy who has it, Levi, doesn't know if Shimon gave it to him to hold on to and that Reuven still owes the money, or that Reuven gave it to him to hold on to because Reuven had already paid back Shimon and he just deposited his shtar for safekeeping with Levi, or maybe Reuven paid half of the loan and so shtar was given to this third party, to Levi, to hold on to until the remainder of the loan was paid. So in such a case, he has to just keep it by him until Yoh Navi comes to clarify the suffix. Now moving on to another din, Im Yeshiman Simpainos, Yasim Hashem Simpainos, if a person has a shtar, but then there's a simpain, which literally means something that's mevatel, something else, so then we have to follow what the simpain says. For example, if we have a shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then we have a simpain, which would be a shiver, a receipt, that says that Reuven paid the $100, so then we follow that, and we don't follow the shtar. And moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Metzias Shaloi, Ve'eilu Chayav L'Hachriz, the following Metzias, the following things that a person finds belong to him, he could keep them, because they don't have a simon, and most probably, the person who lost them was Miyayish, he gave up hope from ever finding them, and the following he has to announce, because the person did not give up hope due to the fact that they have a simon. So we talk about first things first. Eil Metzias Shaloi, the following things belong to him. Matzah Peres Mufuzarin, if a person found produce scattered all over the place, Ma'is Mufuzaris, money scattered all over the place, Krichas Rishas Rabim, bundles that were left in Rishas Rabim, Vigula Devela, or fig cakes, Kikar Shal Nachtoim, regular loaves baked by a baker, Machorez Shal Dagim, strings of fish, Vachaticha Shal Basar, and cuts of meat, Vigizit Samar Abayis Mimdinasan, shearings of wool that come from their Medina, Vanise Pishton, or strings of flax, Ulashani Shal Gaman, or tongues of purple wool, Hare Eil Shaloi, those belong to him, Divra Meir, that's Meir's opinion, and that's because all these things don't have a simon. These are very classic. For example, the bundles in Rosh Hashanah are small, so they get kicked around, and even if they had a simon, it's going to be destroyed, or the fig cakes are just standardized fig cakes. Everyone makes them just like this. Baker's loaves, you walk into any regular bakery, their challah and bread all looks the same, so it doesn't have a simon on it. These strings of fish have a certain amount of fish to them, and this is standardized throughout the industry. Pieces of meat as well are all cut the same way, and so on and so forth. Therefore, if a person finds them, he can keep them. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Kol sheyesh bo shinui, chayav l'hachriz. If there's a shinui, if there's something different about this, he would have to announce it. Ketzad was an example of this. Matzah igul ubsech cheres. If he found a fig cake, but inside there was a piece of pottery, or kikar ubsech hamayis. There was a loaf of bread, but inside he found money. So that has to be announced. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kol klian puriyah ein chayav l'hachriz. If he finds klian puriyah, he does not have to announce it. And klian puriyah are basically new kalim that a person does not have svias ayin to. He doesn't recognize them yet because they're brand new. Since they don't have a simon, a person who finds them doesn't have to announce them. And actually, the word impuriyah is a conjugation of the following three words, ein pay re'iya, there is no sight or there's no visual over here. A person doesn't recognize these kelim, and that's why the finder is allowed to keep them. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.